The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now, your Real Estate Insider with Dr. Chuck Fury. His mission is to make real estate easy, lucrative, and fun. Whether you're a seasoned real estate pro or just looking for a way to buy your first home, Dr. Chuck will draw on 25 years of intensive real estate experience to get the answers you need. From the simple to the complex, he'll fill you in on trade secrets the pros use to get their advantage and give you deeper insight into how real estate can help you realize your dreams. And now, here's your Real Estate Insider, Dr. Chuck Fury.
Hello, folks. Dr. Chuck here, your Real Estate Insider. Great to be back with you once again this week. Real estate is the most fascinating commodity I know of. It's sexier than stocks and bonds, more useful than gold, and often creates more emotion than Hollywood. I've been in the real estate business for over 25 years, and my mission with this show is to bring you unique insider strategies gleaned from my 25 years of experience positioned like a soldier on the front lines. And someone else is positioned on the front lines with me today. It's Mike Staton. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. It's good to be here.
Yeah, you're our very talented manager of operations at Stanford Property and US Triple Net. You're also an important member of our Stanford Property Brain Trust, where we all formulate new and creative strategies for getting more out of our real estate investments or our homes. So, Mike, what's new in your life?
Well, things are going great. Yeah. And, talking with my fiance about wedding plans is a regular activity in my house right now.
Very exciting.
Yeah. But but things are going great. We're planning a trip to Kentucky next month.
Great. Terrific.
And going to go visit the Maker's Mark Distillery, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of people are excited about that.
Oh, yeah. That sounds great. Yeah. Well, bring some back.
That's the plan.
How much? I won't even ask. Well, that's great. So on the real estate side, we had a great seminar recently. Lots of people turned out with great questions and wonderful insight.
Yeah. It was a great time.
We had a great time and talked a lot about different aspects of real estate, why it's an ideal investment, an ideal being an acronym we've talked about before on the show. Income, depreciation, equity buildup, appreciation, and leverage. And we dive into more detail in our seminars about those concepts. But when you get a 5 or 6% return on your real estate, and then you add those benefits in addition to it, it's a pretty amazing investment.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. Ideal is a great acronym because it describes how great the benefits are
there. Yeah, that's right. And later in today's program, we'll look at a real-life example or a real-life statistic in any case about what homes have done in the last 35 years around here and why it's a pretty darn good investment.
Yeah, it's a great investment. And looking at it versus other investments is something that we do. You know, you're an accredited wealth management advisor, and I know that you use that primarily to focus on real estate, but it does provide you with some good background to understand other investments and how they perform versus real estate. And over and over, we just see the power of the real estate investments, at least the ones that we're working on, and how great they are.
That's right. I mean, a great investment is low risk, high return. I mean, that's the dynamic you're searching for. And in real estate, you have a lot of control over your asset, which I like a lot. It has the disadvantage of the entry and exit is a longer-term prospect. You can't call your real estate broker and liquidate it tomorrow by 12 noon,
right?
Typically. There are ways around that, but we'll get into that on another show. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, you can call your Charles Schwab representative and liquidate your stocks in 24 hours. That's a double-edged sword because many times you don't want your investments necessarily to be super liquid, because once you liquidate with any appreciation on that investment, you're going to pay capital gains tax. Mm-hmm. And if you get an impulse buy in your head and you want to just liquidate some stock to buy something, you're going to not be real happy next April.
Right, right. With real estate, it definitely pays to think about it and have a plan. And we have, you know, several programs and strategies that are very well thought out. But as you said, real estate kind of has that built in. It gives you the opportunity to look at your situation and to make the right decision. And that may take a little bit of time to make sure that plan is working out right. But, you know, it's built in.
That's right. Well, we talked at the seminar about my father, and he was really my first advisor, my first financial mentor, ultimately. He was a physician, so he wasn't in the investment field, but he had some great and solid insights into investment and where to put your money and why to put your money in certain ways. He always said, buy smart, you know, buy appreciating assets, and don't buy depreciating assets for more than 30 cents on the dollar. And really, I think his motto was 50 cents on the dollar, but I've kind of lowered that because now with the internet, it's very possible to find depreciating assets at 30 cents on the dollar. And depreciating assets are anything from cars to clothes to musical instruments of certain kinds, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. I remember he took me out. I was training to be a concert pianist some years ago, and he took me out, and I bought my first Steinway grand piano for $1,600 in Los Altos. Yeah, and the thing, you'd press the key down, and it would sort of very slowly come back.
Wow.
I remember calling. There were 9 or 10 people waiting outside the front door to get in there because it was $1,600 was a really good price. Mm-hmm. That piano right now, I've put some work into it. I've added some value, but that piano is probably worth about $40,000 to $45,000 right now.
Wow, that's a great investment.
So that was good compounding. But in any case, I called my piano tuner, and he was kind of a cocky guy, but he was the best tuner in the Bay Area, arguably. Wonderful guy, Sheldon Smith. He's gone now. But he said on the phone, do you like the tone of the piano? I said, I love the tone of the piano. Does it have ivory keys? Yes, buy it. He said, he was like a wonderful auto mechanic. He said, no matter what you find wrong with that piano, I'll fix it for you as long as you like the tone. And then he suggested that I get under the piano and look for cracks on the soundboard. But, you know, it's buying depreciating assets, and as it turns out, those vintage pianos are not depreciating assets. They're actually appreciating assets, which is nice, like a great wine or something.
Right, and there are quality items that you mentioned that you know, are collectible or have some value that does appreciate over time. And
absolutely.
Fortunately, real estate appreciates over time as well.
Yes, it certainly does. And when you have a good broker to represent you for the sale or the purchase of a property, you can very often make your best deals, have the property structured in such a way so that you get great financing and so forth. I was looking recently at the internet, and I saw this real estate company in the Midwest, and it says STD Real Estate, Standard Title Agency Incorporated. And what's the motto on that, Mike, that they have?
Yeah, it looks like their motto says, making sure it's yours.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Gee.
Making sure that STD is yours is not a great motto.
I don't think so. Holy mackerel. Or the other one was for sale, and then a phone number, 617 phone number. And then in the middle of it, it says mice included.
Ooh, sure. Bonus.
Yes, really. I mean, I guess it'll keep your cats happy.
Yeah, yeah. It would definitely a great home for cats, I would have to say.
Yeah,
I did see a sign for a realtor, and it has the realtor's name, says real estate, with a phone number on it, fairly standard. But underneath, there's a writer that says in big, bold letters, reduced. And then underneath it, a little bit smaller print, but not stupid or desperate.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that was nice. Well, yes. Thank you. Standing ovation, please.
Yeah, I can't take credit for writing that sign.
But, no, but it's still funny. It's very funny. People, sellers and buyers, it's very emotional when you get out in the marketplace there. And it's amazing how many people can sabotage themselves, sometimes with marketing and sometimes financially sabotage themselves. For example, I've had people call me recently, in fact, heard the show and said, hey, we understand you specialize in not paying capital gains tax when you sell your real estate. And I say, well, we've been real estate brokers for 25 years. We specialize in selling and buying property for folks. and giving them added value. But yes, paying no capital gains tax is one of our added benefits. That's how we add value at the end of a sale, for example. And they'll say, yeah, that's terrific. I'd like you to add value for me too. And I said, great. When are you anticipating selling? Oh, we sold about 6 months ago. Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
No, no. Just as we were talking about before, that one of the major in real estate is you have the opportunity to plan ahead and yes, to create a strategy for how you're going to manage that investment. And when people don't do that or they don't take advantage of it to the fullest, they're going to potentially lose out on some major advantages. And, and that's what we do. You know, we have a lot of people that like to talk with us about different ways that we can strategize their investments, and we help them out. People give us a call all the time. Our number is 888-NO-TAXES, and we can help sell your home, or we can help you strategize how to sell your home and then work out an investment strategy on top of that, and then we can take care of everything as a full-service brokerage.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. Legacy Investment Plan, that's what we specialize in, and it's free and no obligation to folks. I've got a question for you, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a property in Palo Alto in 1980. The median home price in Palo Alto at that time was $148,900. That's for a median-priced home, most likely three-bedroom, two-bath home, you know, 12 to 1,400 square feet, something like that.
Sure.
Yeah, on a decent-sized lot, maybe 6,000 square feet. Whatever the median was at that time, that's the number, $148,900. Now, the home price in 2015, the median home price, I'm not going to ask you what that is. It's phenomenal. It's $2.5 million, $2,512,400.
Yeah.
So, yes, keep that register ringing, cash register. But the question isn't about what has it appreciated to. We see appreciation as being just one of the factors in real estate as being the ideal investment. That's what the A stands for. But that appreciation is phenomenal.
It now, sure is.
Now, get your calculators out, folks, and figure out for me what the compounded rate of return is on that investment over 35 years. If you have an HP 12C or 10B, or any kind of financial calculator on your computer, for example, you just plug in the numbers and you should have your answer soon. And we'll talk about that because I want to talk about that compounded rate of return. All right, Mike, shall we take five?
That sounds good.
We'll talk soon.
For questions or comments about today's topic, send email to hidrchuck@gmail.com. That's hidrchuck@gmail.com. Or call 1-888-NO-TAXES. Now, back to your Real Estate Insider with Dr. Chuck Fury.
Hello, folks. Welcome back. Dr. Chuck here, your Real Estate Insider. Thank you for staying with us or joining us for our second segment here. We're talking about some very interesting real estate topics and how real estate is an ideal investment, I-D-E-A-L, standing for many of the benefits that you can get from real estate. But more recently, we're talking with Mike Staton here. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah, and we're talking about the compounded rate of return on, for example, a house that you might have bought in 1980 in Palo Alto for $149,000, just $100 less than that. And now it's worth, oh boy, $2.5 million, a little more than that, according to Zillow. That's the median price. Holy mackerel. So what is the compounded rate of return on that? Well, many of our listeners are super savvy. There we go. I don't know. We need 30 seconds to figure this one out. Yes, the compounded rate of return is 8.5%. That's compounded over 35 years. And that's a heck of a return. That means that some years it might have been 10 or 11 or 12%. Other years it might have been 4%. But over the test of time, it's 8.5%.
Yeah, that's an excellent return for any investor, really, to have a nice, secure, safe, really, investment. And in a great market like this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I mean, we're talking about the liquidity of property. Yeah. You can sell your property in the Bay Area pretty readily.
Yeah, that's true. Right now, you can sell it very quickly. But remember, you have an underlying asset with that property, too, which is one of the cornerstones of our investment process when we show people how to sell their properties with no capital gains tax, because that's very important for them to understand how that can be done with real estate and how they can maintain more rate of return by not diluting their principal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We like to show people how they can maintain their principal and how they can increase it over time through exchanges and other techniques. We help people day after day with this, and I'd like to invite our listeners to give us a ring, 888-NO-TAXES. We can go over a specific customized plan for you if you're interested. And also, if you have any general questions or you'd like us to talk about something on the radio, you can, you know, feel free to ask us there. Again, the number is 888-NO-TAXES, or you can email us at hidrchuck@gmail.com.
Right. That's terrific. Now, here's the trick question, or the trick about the last question. I said, what is the rate of return? And it came out at 8.5%, which rivals any other investment you could look at, including S&P stock averages, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But for a safe investment like real estate in the Bay Area, and especially if you have earthquake insurance, the safe investment is that's a darn good rate of return. But guess what? Most people don't fork out in 1980 $149,000 to buy that property. They didn't pay all cash for that property.
Mm-hmm.
They might have paid in 1980. They might have paid 10% down. 20% down would be standard. Maybe 25% down. So if we run a 20% down number, and we take a look at that number and find out what in fact was the compounded rate of return on that, it's phenomenal. 13.5%. That's phenomenal. Now, that you will have some mortgage payments along the way, which are you do have interest write-offs on and so forth. But that's a phenomenal rate of return on very little amount of money, about $29,000 put down on that property if you put 20% down in 1980.
And that's just what we were talking about at the beginning of the show, how real estate is the ideal investment. And right. And right there, that shows the power of leverage and how you can get a much greater rate of return on something like real estate.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what we love to show folks. Our next seminar is going to be about investment and about investing in real estate and looking over the long term and utilizing capitalization, utilizing compounding, and utilizing all the tricks of the trade to be able to create enormous returns with high safety in your investing. So we hope you'll all join us for the next seminar. Again, call our phone number. Mike will give it to you again, or send us an email, and we'll put you on our list to get out some information about that next seminar in March.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Give us a call or send us an email. We want to put you on our seminar invite list and make sure that you guys can attend. Once again, our number is 888-NO-TAXES. And our email is hidrchuck@gmail.com.
Yeah. Now, I talked about my dad earlier about he really outlined several financial strategies for me and investment strategies and showed me how to buy pianos at a highly discounted way. And that's just one example. But one of his principles was never risk your principal, only compound it. And I think that's a very, very important principle to have. People that have written books. Tony Robbins wrote a book recently on finances. It was number one in the New York bestsellers list. And he said recently that the 50 wizards all agreed, when he talked with the 50 financial wizards, they all agreed that the number one principle, no matter what their strategies were to compound that money, their number one strategy was never lose your principal. And it's so difficult to get it back once you lose it. So we take that concept into real estate and show folks how never to lose their principal in real estate. And that has to do with making sure you don't personally guarantee your notes and your mortgages and how the notes are written, how you buy with financing, sometimes with seller carryback, and so forth. But That's a topic that's larger than we have time for right now. Mm-hmm. But folks can call us and discuss that or come to our seminars, and we'll be happy to talk to them about it. The second principle, he would say, is buy low, add value in between, and sell high. And that's a great sandwich strategy for any investor. And that's what we do in our brokerage. We've been doing that for 25 years, where folks decide they want to sell their property. They've bought it many years ago. So we like to add value in the middle of that transaction by preparing the property so it has sparkle and sex appeal, and we can create multiple offers on that property.
Yeah, we have a great system for setting up a property so that way it's going to appear in its best light to the market. Absolutely. And increase the amount of interest that it would have had otherwise.
Right. I love to tell people sometimes about that story in Crescent Park where there were 11 offers on the property, and that was a result directly of fixing up that property first mm-hmm. with a modest investment where other brokers had said, it's a land value play, just sell it as is. No. Just by adding some sparkle and increasing the market interest, we got 11 offers, and it went over, well over $700,000 above what the highest estimate of any broker was for that property.
Yeah, that was just a tremendous deal.
That was wonderful for everybody. Yeah. But that's what adding value is all about. And then the important thing here is the third principle, and the final principle is it's not how much you make, it's how much you keep. And that gets into adding value after the sale. Okay, when you sell your property and you get your proceeds, how much of that are you going to have to write a check to the government for, and how much are you going to keep yourself? And that's where our adding value after the sale comes in. The strategies that we've developed in our last seminar was the 7 ways to avoid capital gains tax when you sell your property. And those strategies can be combined to really create some very wonderful strategies for our listeners and anyone that owns real estate in the Bay Area.
Yeah, it's pretty universal how powerful the strategies are.
Yeah.
They work great in this area. You can take them to other areas. We apply them in other areas. We worked with a client who was buying commercial property in Tennessee not too long ago.
Oh, yeah.
Who used a legacy investment plan, and this is something that we do all the time, because the power of retaining your principal is just tied with the whole compounding idea. And it really makes it so that way you can grow your investments and grow your wealth in a way that is wise and really maximizes the return that you're going to have.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's right. I want to invite our listeners again to our next seminar. The date is TBD. That means to be determined, but it will be in March. And if they come, they'll get a tremendous handout. We don't charge anything for the seminars, although maybe we should, Mike. What do you think?
Well, we'd be doing okay, I would say. We're getting some good attendance. And I really think that the message that we're getting out is very powerful. So
it is.
So regardless of whether we did charge or not, people that are coming are going to be getting a great wealth of information.
Really, hundreds of thousands of dollars of value if they apply the principles that we're talking about in there. I mean, literally, one client has 2 or 3 different properties looking at capital gains taxes of between the properties of over $700,000. And he was just delighted. He actually grabbed us, around 8 o'clock one evening after the seminar and sat and talked till 9:30 or so.
Yeah.
I mean, we were looking at all the equipment we had to pack up and thinking, gee, we need to get him into our office here.
Yeah.
But he was very excited about the principles, and you will too if you get a chance to come over and listen to us. We put a great package together as well and give you lots of information, including some IRS documents that will be helpful for you and your tax advisor to review. Well, Mike, I think we're at the end of our rope right now.
Yeah, well, it's been a fun time. I enjoy the show, like always.
Yes, you bet.
Yeah, I want to invite our listeners again to give us a ring at 888-NO-TAXES if they have any questions or they have a specific situation they'd like to discuss. Give us a ring or send us an email at hidrchuck@gmail.com.
Terrific. And we'll see you at our next seminar, and we promise no mice will be included in the next seminar. Just great information. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next time.
This has been your Real Estate Insider with Dr. Chuck Fury. It's his mission each week to make real estate easy, lucrative, and fun. If you have a specific real estate challenge or story you'd like to share with Chuck, just send an email to hidrchuck@gmail.com. Again, that's HIDRChuck@gmail.com or call 1-888-NO-TAXES. That's 1-888-NO-TAXES. Be sure to listen again next week and every Saturday at 2 p.m. for deeper insight into how real estate can help you realize your dreams.
Opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the station, its management, owners, or advertisers, and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with the appropriate advisor before making any investment or financial planning decision. Stanford Property and Finance, BRE number 889106.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.